I greet you all a happy Laetare Sunday. It is a Sunday where we are commanded to rejoice today. I know we are still in Lent and we are focusing on the sufferings and the sacrifice of Christ. But as God's people, we need to learn to look beyond always. Look beyond the sufferings that we endure. Look beyond the things that we have to go through in life. Tumingin tayo doon sa dulo. And this is what Laetare Sunday is teaching us. Yes, we are going to go through the sufferings. We're going to look at the cross. We're going to see the passion of Christ for this Sunday. The price that has to be paid for our sins. Yes. But more than that, we look to the future. Our hope, our ability to look at the future, that in spite of the sufferings, in spite of the sacrifice of Jesus, and because of that sacrifice, we now have eternal life and eternal salvation. Doon tayo nakatingin palagi. And so, today, we look at one of the most famous text in the Bible, and alam ko marami sa atin dito na memorize natin to. Babasahin natin yung John 3:16 today. Okay? And we know John 3:16. I'm so happy when the children, pag tinanong ko sila John 3:16, I ask them and they would memorize it. When I was handling a children outreach dun sa Antique, nagchi-children's din ako. The scripture I taught for memory verse is John 3:16. Ang sabi ng mga bata, ang hirap, Father, i-memorize yan kasi ang haba. Sabi ko, pag na-memorize nyo, may chocolates kayo. Pinakita ko yung chocolates sa kanila. Ilang araw lang, memorize na. Okay? Ganyan kagaling ang mga bata. They memorized it. They know it in the mind. But we have to teach them also to know John 3:16 in the heart. Yan pang wala sa bata. They can have it here in their mind, but it's not yet in their heart. That is where papasok tayong mga matatanda. Yung mga bata, magaling ang utak. Matatalino yung mga bata. They have the skills, they have the energy, but they do not have the heart yet. Amen? Nasa atin yan, matatanda ang puso, nasa atin. That's why we need to impart and put our hearts into the hearts of the children. Amen? One day makikita natin yung mga anak natin, yung mga bata, mas matalino pa yan sa atin. Mas magaling yan sa atin. But they need to have the heart that we have received from God. Amen? They need to encounter Jesus in their heart. So John 3:16, I would like to read that verse to you this morning. And if you memorize that verse, recite it with me today. Okay? If you can do it loudly, mas okay. Okay? So John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Okay. We know that scripture by heart. We have memorized that scripture. But today, before we look into that scripture, I would like us to look at the two verses before John 3:16 and the verse after John 3:16. Alam nyo ba anong nakasulat dyan? Hindi, di ba? John 3:16 lang talagang alam natin. But we will never understand John 3:16 until we look at John 3:15 and also John 3:17. Yung dalawang scriptures. kasama yan sa gospel reading natin today. And that is where I'm going to focus to enlighten us what John 3:16 is trying to tell us today. Okay? John 3:15, I will start from John 3:14. It says here, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son must be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." As Moses, you know, bagot sinabi tong John 3:16, yung for God so loved the world, before He said that, the verse from John 14-15, this is the conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus. Nicodemus was a Pharisee, a very intelligent, very wise Pharisee. And he came to Jesus, teacher to teacher, kasi teacher din si Nicodemus. And he was so fascinated by Jesus. No? Talagang, he admired Jesus so much dahil sa wisdom ni Jesus. You know, he was so fascinated by Jesus. And so, he came at night, sa gabi siya pumunta. Kasi sa umaga, baka makita siya ng mga barkada niya. Okay? The other Pharisees would look at him, you know, kagaya din sa atin minsan yan, ayaw natin mapahiya. And so he came to Jesus at night, and you know, he started to talk to Jesus, you know, "Rabbi, teach me these things." And one of the things that Jesus mentioned to him, etong John 14:15, Jesus talks about Moses lifting up the serpent in the wilderness. And sabi niya, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, sabi niya, so the Son of Man will also be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Ano ba itong sinasabi ni Jesus about Moses? Yan yung first reading natin today. Our first reading talks of the time when Israel was passing through the wilderness. Reklamo sila ng reklamo. Kesyo walang pagkain, kesyo, you know, mahina ang sustento. You know, they were complaining to God. Tinulungan na nga sila. Linabas sila ng Diyos from Egypt, a land of slavery. God brought them out from the land of slavery. They were once a people without hope, without a future. Akalain mo pag slave ka, yung anak mo, huwag na mag-ambisyon yan kasi slave din yan. Okay? Yung apo mo na ipapanganak, you know, wala nang future yan because he will always remain a slave. But God destroyed that pattern. Linabas sila ng Diyos. Now they're free. You know, you can now become what you want to be. You know? Pwede ka nang maging doktor. Pwede ka nang maging, you know, you can do so many things in life already. Yan ang binigay ng Diyos sa kanila. But the process from Egypt to the promised land, they have to go through the wilderness. They have to learn to obey and trust God. Minsan kasi pag tinutulungan tayo ng Diyos, ayaw natin ng responsibilidad. Hindi po ganyan ang Diyos. When God helps you, when God extends His hand to help you, you need to do your part. Because your part is as important as God's part. Yan ang tinatawag na synergy. Working together, God works with man, but man has to work with God also. And so they have to go through the wilderness. They have to learn to trust God. Alam ko, dadalhin ako ni Lord sa promised land. I know that I have a future. I alone, sabi ng Diyos, knows the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a future, the future that you hope for. Alam natin yan. But journeying there, going there, you have to go through the wilderness. You have to build your character. You have to fulfill your responsibility. The Israelites, nung naglalakad na sila sa wilderness, they started murmuring against God, nagre-reklamo na sila. You know, yung mga bata na nagpipray na sana makapag-college ako. Sana Father, pag-pray mo ako na makapasok ako sa college. And I pray for them. Pag nasa college na, reklamo na ng reklamo. Ang daming pag-aaralan. Ay, ganito. Mahina ang baon ko. Ay, nako. You know? Ang daming reklamo. Binigay na nga ng Diyos yung hinihingi mo. And the Israelites were just like this. And so what happened? While they were murmuring and complaining to God every day, finally, nakarating sila sa isang lugar ang daming ahas. Fiery serpents. Seraph serpents. Ano itong mga fiery serpents na to? Ito yung mga ahas na talagang mainit ang kamandag. Pag kinagat ka, parang sinusunog yung katawan mo. You burn. And so while they were passing through this, the serpents now were biting the people. Kinakagat na sila. And many of them are dying already. Many of them are getting sick already. Yan ang problema pag mahilig tayo mag-complain at mahilig tayo mag-grumble and murmur. We become the playground of the enemy. Paglalaruan tayo ng demonyo talaga. Pag mahilig tayo magreklamo ng reklamo sa buhay, hindi umaangat ang buhay mo. Mas lalong lumalala yan. You know, reklamo sila walang pagkain, reklamo sila mainit, eto ngayon may ahas pa. Kinakagat na sila and many of them were already dying, many of them are getting sick. And so Moses went to God and prayed to God. Sabi ni Moses, you know, Lord, my people are dying. I don't believe that you brought us here in the wilderness just to kill us. And God spoke to Moses. Sabi niya, may solution yan. Sabi niya, make a serpent. Make an image of a serpent and hang it on a pole. Isabit mo sa isang pole. Then you put it in the middle of your camp. Anyone who is bitten by a snake will only look at that serpent on the pole and they will not die. They will recover from that bite. And Moses did that. Moses made a bronze serpent, an image of a serpent. Pinako niya. Sabi niya, kung anong itsura ng ahas na kumakagat sa inyo, gumawa ka ng image na ganyan, isabit mo sa pole, lift it up. So anyone who is bitten by the snakes, the serpents, will just look at that and they will not die. Those serpents will not harm them at all. And itong sinasabi ni Jesus, as Moses lifted up that serpent to bring healing upon people, to bring salvation and deliverance upon the people, so the Son of Man will be lifted up. Ganon din. What is that brazen serpent representing? It represents the cross where Jesus would hang later on, that anyone who looks to that cross will not die, but have eternal life. The first thing we have to see, first lesson today I would like you to see, God wants us to face our fears. Not to run away from our fears. Salvation begins when you look at your fears. Huwag kang tatakas. Walang sinabi ang Diyos na pag nandyan ang iyong mga ahas, tumakbo kayong lahat. Mag-dive kayo sa tubig para hindi kayo kagatin. O pumasok kayo sa kuweba para hindi kayo kagatin. God never mentioned anything like that. You know what God said? If the serpent bites you, you look at it. Tingnan mo. A brazen serpent, an image of the serpent, I will put it in your midst. Tingnan mo yan. You face your fears. You know, psychologically, ay ko hindi nakapag-aral si Moses ng psychology. Pero you know, sa psychology, kung mayroon kang kinatatakutan, at iniiwasan mo yan, mas lalo kang matatakot. And that fear builds up through the years. Takot ka sa tao. takot ka na magiging close ang isang tao sa iyo. So iwas ka ng iwas sa tao. Magkukulong ka sa kwarto mo. Doon ka na lang sa kwarto mo. And thinking that you will overcome that fear later, no, you will not. You will spend the rest of your life inside your room, secluding yourself dahil takot ka sa tao. Lumabas ka. Tingnan mo yung tao. Lalo na sa mga babae na niniligawan, ayaw lumabas sa kwarto, sinasabi ko, labasan mo, puntahan mo sa labas yung nangliligaw sa'yo. Kung pangit naman yung mukha, tingnan mo pa rin. Sabi nga ng nanay ko, sa mga sisters ko, pag pangit ang nangliligaw sa inyo, tumingin lang sa sapatos. Sa sapatos ka tingin. You know? Huwag kang magtago. Huwag mong takasan yan. Puntahan mo and face that person. It's the same thing with the cross. It's the same thing with that bronze serpent. When you are bitten by the serpent, don't run away from it. You look. Because that is where your salvation begins, when you confront your fears. And the mother of all fears, ang pinaka bagay na kinatatakutan sa buhay natin is the fear of death. Amen? The fear of death. Why did God tell Moses to do that? Well, the cross is the same. Ang dami nating mga insecurities sa buhay, takot tayo mawala ng pera, takot tayo magkasakit, yung iba natatakot tumanda, kaya ayaw talaga tumanda, yung iba takot magkulubot yung muka, kaya pinapabinat yung muka, stretching ng muka. You know, we're so, ang dami natin kinatatakutan sa buhay. And we cower and we run away from it. No, you look at those problems. Face them. Face your fears. Etong Lent na to, ang dami kong kinumpronta sa sarili ko. And I've realized I'm so afraid of so many things. I'm so afraid of many things. Sinasabi ng Diyos sa atin, harapin mo yan. You look at the brazen serpent because sabi ng Diyos, the moment you look at it, you will not die, but you will be healed. In the same way, we look at the cross. In the cross, you will see that the things that you fear has been conquered by Jesus. Takot ka? Takot ka mamulubi? Tingnan mo yung cross na yan. On that cross, He became poor so that in His poverty we might become rich. He conquered poverty on the cross that every one of us may experience the abundance and prosperity of God. You face your problems. Don't run away from your problems. You face them. You see them on the cross where Christ has already conquered those things. Amen? Our fear will only worsen, it will only grow if we try to run away from them. Noong na-aksidente ako, nagkaroon ako ng phobia sa motor. Kasi alam niyo naman, no? Yung nangyari sa akin, nagmotor ako pauwi sa Antique. Pumalo ako doon sa may gutter. Inagawan ako ng isang truck ng lane, so lumabas ako dito sa karsada, hindi ako nakabalik. Tumama yung paa ko sa gutter. So nahiwa yung paa ko. Ang sabi ng mga tao doon, swerte mo, Father, mabagal ka, kung mabilis ka pa, putol ang paa mo. So nahiwa siya. And since that time, nung gumaling na ako, pag pinapaandar yung motor, nandun lang na naman yung motor sa bahay. Pag pinapaandar ng mga bata to warm it up, you know, patayin nyo yan. I'm so afraid to listen even to the sound of the motorbike. Nung medyo magaling-galing na ako, naka-crutches na ako, tinitinan ko yung motor ko, pinabalot ko. Balutin nyo yan, balutin. Ayaw kong makita. So I was so afraid. Hanggang gumagaling na ako, sabi ko, balang araw magmumotor ako to conquer my fear. I was so afraid. Nung pumunta ako sa Mindanao, when Bishop Raymundo asked me to go there, nagkaroon kami ng meeting sa Mindanao. Sinabihan niya ako, sabi niya, alam mo, ikaw, puntahan mo yung lugar kung saan ka na-aksidente, you go there. Sabi ko, Bishop, tuwing dumadaan ako doon sa lugar na na-aksidente, pag umuwi ako ng Antique, dumadaan ako doon kung saan ako na-aksidente. Doon din na-aksidente si Deacon Jeannie. The same place. Tsaka si Father Jobert. Tatlo kami na-aksidente. Usap-usap kami. Doon rin pala sila na-aksidente. Sabi ko, napaka-demonyong lugar na yan. You know? So, sabi ni Bishop Raymundo sa akin, sabi niya, puntahan mo yung lugar kung saan ka tumumba, saan ka na-aksidente, at magdasal ka doon. At sabihin mo sa Diyos, salamat Lord, buhay ako. You give your thanksgiving to God in that place where you had your accident. Kasi kinento niya sa buhay niya, sabi niya, nahulog din ako sa bangin. Nagda-drive siya ng kotse, nahulog siya sa bangin. Takot na siyang dumaan doon, sabi niya. Pero kinonfront niya ang sarili niya. Alam naman si Bishop Raymundo talagang pinuntahan daw niya yung lugar na yung nag-pray siya doon, nagpasalamat sa Diyos. So inisip ko, sabi ko, sige, pag-uwi ko ng Kalibo, pupunta ako ng Antique and I will pray in that place. Kasi every time dumadaan kami dyan, kasama ko yung mga bata, hindi ako tumitingin. Alam ko yung lugar kung saan ako tumumba, hindi ako tumitingin. At nahihirapan akong humihinga pag dumadaan dyan. Because everything goes back to my mind. Bumabalik sa isip ko yung pagbagsak ko doon. Kaya yung mga bata, hindi na inano ng mga bata na, Papa, dito ka bumagsak, di ba? They just keep quiet. And so, sabi ni Bishop John sa akin, pagbalik mo doon, pumuntahan mo yung lugar na saan ka na-aksidente at magpasalamat ka sa Diyos. Pero dito sa Mindanao, eto may motor, magmotor ka. Sabi ko, Bishop, wag muna. Nanginginig ako eh. Sabi niya, hindi, harapin mo yan. Kasi yung takot mo sa motor, your fear of one thing will give birth to another fear. Mamaya, sabi niya, matatakot ka na sa kotse. Pag inalagaan mo yung takot na yan, matatakot ka na sa tao, matatakot ka na sa bundok. Ang dami ng takot na papasok sa buhay mo. It only starts with one fear na hindi mo hinarap. Nanganak yung mga takot mo. Dumami na ngayon yung takot sa buhay mo. So sabi ni Bishop John, etong susi, magmotor ka. Paika-ika pa ako nun. Bishop, ganito. I command you. So sumakay ako sa motor, nag-pray muna ako, pinaandar ko yung motor. Motor ng anak niya. You know? I drove the motorbike. Nung denied ko yung motor, mas mabilis pa yung tricycad sa akin. Ino-overtake pa ako ng tricycad. Ang bagal ko talaga. And I went around, I kept on moving until finally I started to enjoy again yung pagmumotor. You know? So, nung bumalik ako sa Kalibo, kinausap ko si Brother Edward. Sabi ko, Edward, pahiram ng motor mo. Sabi niya, sure ka? So now I've learned to overcome my fear. It's the same thing with God. You look at the serpent, you look at the cross, every time. What are you afraid of in life? Are you afraid to be rejected? How many of you here have experienced someone betrayed you? Trinaidor ka ng isang tao. How many of you experienced that? Yan, isang bagay na talagang nakakatakot. And people who have been betrayed in the past, they will now begin to have trust issues. Kakaroon sila ng takot na mag-trust at magtiwala sa isang tao ulit. You look at the cross. Face your fears. That's what God wants you to do. Face them and see them in light of the cross, how God has already conquered them. And the scripture says that the love of God has made us more than conquerors. We are now more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loves us. The cross is God's love for us. It's a symbol of God's love for us. For God so loved the world that He gave His Son. How did He do it? He hanged Him on the pole, that you and I today may have hope in our life. Tingnan natin. The second thing that I would like us to see is John 3:17. Iniiwasan ko yung John 3:16. Daling tayo sa John 3:15. The message is, face your fears. Don't be afraid. Okay? Perfect love. Perfect love will drive out all your fears away. So don't run away from your fears. You look at your fears. See them in the light of the cross. Verse 17, I have to go fast. Verse 17, sabi dito, for God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. God did not send His Son to condemn the world. Second thing we have to learn in this Lent and understand, God loves you so much. Palagi kong sinasabi yan, every Sunday tuwing nagmimisa ako, yan lang palang sinasabi. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance. Huwag niyong kalimutan that Jesus died for you. Why did He die? Because He loves you so much. The second lesson we have to learn, God does not condemn. We celebrate and we rejoice today on this Laetare Sunday. We rejoice because of God's love for us. He extends all His grace and mercy towards us. He will not condemn us. Marami sa atin takot pa rin sa impyerno. Okay? Yung mga nanay, di ba, palaging sinasabi sa bata, oh, punta ka ng impyerno. Pag nagwawala yung bata, oh, punta ka ng impyerno. Kasi iniisip natin, pag tinakot mo yung bata sa impyerno, iiwas yan sa impyerno. Ang problema kasi niyan, pag palaging impyernong kinikwenta mo sa bata, that child begins to have a hell mentality. Kaya mas lang, pag lumalaki na yan, mas lalong nagwawala. Bakit? Pag natatakot siya sa impyerno, iinom lang siya ng tanduay. O wala na yung takot niya sa impyerno. If you want your children to avoid hell, don't talk to them about hell and God punishing you. Speak to your children of the love of God. Of God who loves you so much that He will always have mercy on you. His mercy will never come to an end. Diyan tayo nabubulabog eh. Until now, we are scandalized by the love of God. Kaya pag mayroong nagkamali, may nagkamali sa simbahan, mayroong nagpagkamali sa bahay, talagang wala, kinokondemn natin. Hindi nyo ba nakikita na ang Diyos natin hindi nagko-condemn ng tao? And the reason why we judge people, we condemn people who make mistake, is because we do not see God who loves us so much. Ang nakikita natin, yung sarili natin, na marami ding kasalanan. And sometimes because of our sins, and we do not look at the love of God for us, tinitingnan mo lang yung kasalanan mo, your sin will always demand justice. Naghahanap talaga ang kasalanan mo ng parusa. And many people today, many Christians today, instead na lumapit sa Diyos, humingi ng tawad dahil siya ay mahabagin, siya ay mapagmahal. Instead of going to God and repent of their sin, you know what they do? They punish themselves. Pinaparusahan nilang sarili nila. You know? We punish ourselves. Why? Because we don't look to the love of God. We look at ourselves. Daming kasalanan. Kung hindi mo kayang parusahan ang sarili mo, paparusahan mo yung iba. Oh. Kaya sinasabi natin palagi, magnanakaw ay talagang galit na galit sa kapwang magnanakaw. That's condemnation. We condemn other people because that is what we are doing also. Pareho rin tayong ginagawa. Kagaya yan ng isang babae na sa sobrang galit niya sa neighbor niya, minarites niya yung neighbor niya. Kinwento niya, chinismis niya yung neighbor niya. So, tinanong siya ng neighbor niya, bakit chinichismis mo ba? Ano bang kinagagalit mo sa kanya? Kasi chismosa yan eh. Ay, pareho pala sila. You know? But when we consider the love of God for us, sabi nga sa second reading natin, that even while we were still sinners, we were in our transgression, makasalanan ba tayong lahat? Did God wait for us to become good? Inantay ba tayo ng Diyos, maging mabait muna tayo at patpatawarin tayo? No, He did not. While we are still sinners, the Bible said, God forgave you. Wow. Grabe. Salvation did not start with me. Salvation did not start with us. It was always God. While you were still a sinner, God loved you. Do you know why God loves us? It's not because we are good. Hindi tayo minahal ng Diyos dahil mabait tayo at mabubuting tao tayo. Minahal tayo ng Diyos dahil ang Diyos ay mapagmahal talaga. It's not about who we are, it's all about who God is. You have a God who loves you so much. Instead of accusing you of your mistakes and failures, He sent His Son. How are you going to be afraid of God? The God who is supposed to throw us to hell and punish us did not do it, but sent His Son instead. And Jesus, the only man who can condemn us of our sin, did not choose to condemn us. Instead, He died for us. That's the love of God. Kaya yung kanta natin kanina, the love of God, it amazes me. It's so amazing. Hindi ko akalain mamahalin ako ng Diyos na ganyan na pagmamahal sa akin. Mabuti pang sinampal na lang ako. Mabuti pang sinaktan ako ng Diyos. I deserve it, but God did not do it. The prodigal son, when he went back to his father, sabi ng prodigal son, winaldas niya yung pera ng tatay niya. You know, in wild living, then he came back, kinikwento niya sa tatay niya, sabi niya, Lord na, Master, do not take me as your son anymore. Ito mo, pinaparusa niya yung sarili niya. Huwag mo na akong tanggapin bilang anak. Magtatrabaho na lang ako dito, I'm not worthy. And you know what the father said? Put his ring. Balik mo yung sing-sing niya. Put his sandals. The father never had in mind to punish the son. He loves his son. Hindi pa bumabalik ang anak niya, he already extends his grace and mercy on that son. Now the son wanted to be punished. You know? Itakwil mo na ako. I will not be your son. I will be a laborer here. You know, do this, do that. Pinaparusahan niya yung sarili niya. And the father did not listen to him. Sabi ng father, put the robe on him. He's my son. Put the finger on him. He's my son. Ay, nabulabog yung bata. You know? Meron akong kaibigan who made a mistake. He committed adultery. And he was so parang nung naisip niya na ginawa niya yan sa asawa niya. Ang asawa niya, napakabait na babae talaga yung asawa niya. Kalain mo, umuwi siya lasing. Hindi siya sinusumbatan ng asawa niya. Linilinis siya ng asawa niya. Susuka siya, pupunasan ng asawa niya yung suka. Kinabukasan pagising niya, iniisip niya siguro walang almusal kasi lasing siya kagabi. Pagising niya nandun, magluluto yung asawa niya. And the wife does not mention, oh, lasing ka na naman kagabi, saan ka galing? Hindi ganyan yung babae. But in spite of the goodness of his wife, in spite of the kindness of his wife, kinaya pa niya na mangapid. Ang babae pa rin. When finally he was caught, ito lang yung sabi ng asawa niya sa kanya. Tinilang lang daw siya ng asawa niya. Ang sabi lang ng asawa sa kanya, sana ako nagkulang sa'yo. Nung narinig niya yan sa asawa niya, sabi niya, gumuho yung mundo niya. Sabi niya, I'm going to go back to my wife. I'm going to stop this. At sabi niya, luluhod daw siya sa asawa niya. At bibigyan niya yung asawa niya ng pamalo na sa dulo may bakal at mayroong tinik. Sabi niya, hahayaan ko yung asawa ko na paluin ako ng paluin. So in other words, I will ask my wife to punish me. So he went back to his wife. Yan ang sinasabi niya. Alam mo, pagbalik niya, nakita siya ng asawa niya, humalik yung asawa niya sa kanya. Sabi ng asawa niya, salamat at bumalik ka. Mahal na mahal kita. Sabi niya sa asawa niya, patayin mo ako. Sabi ng asawa niya, hindi. At kita papatayin? Mahal na mahal kita. So lahat na lang ng bagay ginagawa niya sa sarili, inuuntog niya yung ulo niya para masaktan siya. You know? Because he could not accept that his wife loves him. Ganun din tayo. Hindi natin matanggap hanggang ngayon, mahal ka ng Diyos. Ba't ka lumalayo? Bakit mo pinaparusahan ang sarili mo? Bumalik ka lang. Why? Because it is a humbling experience that in spite of your sin, God will still love you. Because He have loved you from the very beginning. It humbles you. Eh, mayayabang tayo eh. Pag may kasalanan tayo, gusto natin magbayad. Bakit? Mayayaman tayo. Bayaran ko lang. Hindi. Hindi mo bayaran niya. Itong ginawa ng Diyos sa atin, He demonstrated His love for us. He sent His Son not to condemn us, not to punish us, but through Him, through His suffering, through His death, we are going to be saved. So those are the two things that I would like you to reflect upon in your life. As you read John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but will have eternal life. When you look at that verse, realize, understand. Don't be afraid anymore. Stop running away from your fears. Look at your fear and look at them in the light of the cross. Jesus conquered all your fears. And the second thing, we have to reflect upon this Lent, no matter how bad we are, you could never, never make God hate you. No matter how bad we are, you could never, never make God condemn you. So ibig mo sabihin, Father, walang impyerno? Meron po, may lugar yan. Pero kung mapupunta ka sa impyerno, hindi dahil tinapon ka ng Diyos doon. If one day you wake up, you are in hell, ginusto mo yun. Pinilit mo talagang sarili mo pumunta doon. Amen? It's all your fault. You can never blame God. For men love the darkness. They did not come to the light. They did not look at the cross. Sabi sa Gospels natin yun, for men love the darkness. Kung nasa impyerno ka, dahil gusto mo talaga yan. God will never put you there. God will never condemn you. How can a loving father? I know God disciplines us. I know God teaches us, but He never condemns us. Walang tatay na ganyan. That's why if you are in hell someday, God forbid, nasa impyerno ang tao dahil ginusto niya yan. He loved the darkness. Why? Because his deeds, sabi sa gospel, his deeds are evil. Yung gawain niya ay talagang evil. That's why he loved the darkness. I pray that we will reflect on this. Nasa gitna na tayo ng Lent. Patapos na yung Lent. And you know, don't relax. Don't relax on yourself. Continue to confront yourself. Continue to speak to yourself. Confront yourself of your fears. Ano bang kinatatakutan mo pa rin? Harapin mo na. Tingnan mo. Kaya, magpapa-check up na ako. Wala na akong takot. Aming galit nang galit na si Alice sa akin. Check up ka na. Sabi ko, hindi, magaling ako. I'm afraid. But the cross, I see myself on the cross. By His stripes, I am healed. Amen? Amen? Kung healed ka, magpa-check up ka para yung healing mo confirm. Amen? Second thing, embrace the love of God. Tanggapin mo na lang yung pagmamahal ng Diyos. Huwag mo nang iwasan. Huwag mo nang bayaran. Hindi mo mababayaran yan. Huwag mo nang parusahan ang sarili mo. Tanggapin mo na lang ang katotohanan, mahal na mahal ka ng Diyos. And God will never condemn you. He will never leave you. Amen? God will never forsake you. Not for a single moment. He loves you as you are. Amen? He did not love you because you're good. We are very bad people. We are fellow sinners, all of us. But sinabi doon, God loves us even before we were steeped in our sins, God already loved you. It's not because of who we are, it's because of who God is. Our God is a loving Father to us all.